Hey guys, I'm Max Friedman.
I'm Gabe.
And I'm Nat.
And welcome to the Hawk Talks Arts and Entertainment Podcast.
Oh yeah.
So thanks for tuning in. We've got some great news for you guys today. Starting off with some events. Today, Thursday, the 1st of November,
is That's true.
Orchestra concert. City High and Southeast Orchestra concert in the Opstad Auditorium, 7 o'clock. Make sure to come support the orchestra and, you know, have a good time.
Be there.
Be there, be square. Gabe?
Also happening this weekend, that was my Obama coming out, also happening this weekend is the Iowa City Song Project, which is a collaboration that the Englert put together of 31 mostly local musicians, and they all recorded songs about their experiences about Iowa. There's a story about it in the paper. You can get more information there. But they're performing live on November 2nd. That's tomorrow. at the Englert. And November 3rd at the Mill. And CDs will be available there as well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my boy David Sedaris is coming to town.
Your boy?
He's going to be at the IMU on, what is it, Saturday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
No, you could not be further off.
Apparently people forgot to tell me. You know, for those that don't know who David Sedaris is, he's a humorist. He wrote a lot of memoirs, and they're really, really funny.
He's a comic writer.
Yeah, he's a comic writer.
Not like comic, but comic.
Yeah, he doesn't do necessarily stand-up comedy, but I think it's more of like a... I guess a monologue kind of deal that he's doing, like a one-man show.
Yeah.
Be sure to check that out. I don't know how expensive it is or anything like that, but...
Funny guy.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so that's great. Moving on to movies. We've got a couple of movies coming out this weekend. So first off, we've got Flight, the new Robert Zemeckis-directed movie. You may know him as the guy who directed
Zemeckis,
Polar Express.
Zemeckis, yeah, Robert Zemeckis.
Okay,
that's his name.
It was
Zemeckis. Zemeckis.
No.
He directed, you know, Castaway with Tom Hanks and Forrest Gump.
Polar Express with Tom Hanks.
He likes Tom Hanks a lot.
A Christmas Carol with Jim Carrey.
So some American classics.
Back to the Future
with Tom Hanks.
Yes, Tom Hanks was not in that movie.
I thought it was Doc Brown.
It's Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah.
Anyways,
it's Tom Hanks aged.
Anyways, this movie is this new movie. It's stars Denzel Washington, and he plays a pilot who saves a plane that is decided to. Nosedive.
hey guys, I'm gonna go down.
Well, I don't know exactly what the technical difficulty was, but this plane is hurtling towards the Earth's surface at very fast speeds.
Where else would it be? Go on.
And Denzel saves the day, but then they find out that there may have been some other circumstances. So it's interesting.
Drugs and alcohol.
Yeah. He went drunk. He would
spoiler
crunch.
Alert.
It's in the trailers.
Yeah, I know. Also, Don Cheadle's in that movie. Not a great actor.
Where did he go?
Not a great actor?
No, another great actor.
Jay Goodman. Jay Goods.
John Goodman.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. That movie.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Trying to think of any other person in this movie.
I don't know, but it looks very interesting, so make sure to check that out. Nat?
Our boy Jay Goods. well, one movie I'm anticipating eagerly is a kung fu action film by the name of The Man with the Iron Fist. And we've talked about it on this show before, mainly about its soundtrack. And it's a movie that's directed by The RZA. Who is a rapper, I guess.
He is a rapper in the Wu-Tang Clan.
When they were still together.
When they were still together. He composed a lot of music. He did the music for the Kill Bill series and Afro Samurai. And he's a self-professed fan of the kung fu genre. So he's so he made his first foray into making movies. And this is what it is. And it looks really great. And he stars in it. And it's got Russell Crowe in it as a bad guy. And... it looks like a whole lot of fun, so I'm anticipating.
Yeah, it looks interesting. And now for our usual segment, actually, Psych not for our usual segment. Usually,
Gabe we got
tells us a very crappy story of the week.
Story?
Well, movie of the week. But this week, we didn't have any crappy movies to talk about. So, what do you have
for us? They were just too good. Over the weekend, Nat and I saw Cloud Atlas. Mm-hmm. It has been getting mixed reviews. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, it's very good.
Nat can back that up. I freaking loved it.
So, it tells six different stories of... It seems like each of them has its own genre as well, which is a really interesting twist to it. Not necessarily a twist, but a really cool way to portray it.
Mm-hmm.
And the actors all play different characters in these different stories, but once you understand how they all come together...
It's really cool.
You know why they all are the same actor. But yeah, don't listen to most of the reviews.
I guess
they just don't understand.
Go in fresh. If you hate it, you hate it, which I don't understand either, pretty much. I thought it was fantastic.
Isn't it, like, 3 hours long, though?
It's 3 hours, but it goes by rather fast.
It's like 2.5 hours
long. No, it's 2 hours and 50 minutes. But
It didn't feel like that. It felt like 2 hours.
It goes by really fast because you're in so many different stories, and each story is really nicely paced.
Yeah.
It's a nice story.
And that's cool. And right when it gets really action-y and brutal, you get, like, the comic story.
Yeah.
That, you know, it just makes you laugh and... kind of lightens things up.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently it got, when it was first showed, was it in Toronto?
Yeah.
It got a 10-minute standing ovation.
Yeah.
Which
doesn't happen very often at Toronto. Yeah.
It's also the Wachowski siblings.
Yeah.
And Tom Tykwer, a German director who did Run Lola Run, he directed it with the Wachowskis.
Yeah. We talked about this last week, but yeah, just go see it.
Yeah.
See what you think.
It's not doing very well, so.
Yeah. Support them. It cost a ton of money.
I mean, support, I don't want to go into this too much, but, you know, by not going to see this movie, you're not supporting original ideas or, intelligent filmmaking.
It is an independent film, too.
By people going to see more Transformers movies, you're making people bring out more Transformers movies, and when people don't see movies like Cloud Atlas, then less of those movies get made, so it's just sucky.
Yeah. What else is there in the movie Spectrum?
Well, at the Bijou, we're getting an adaptation of the book Wuthering Heights, the book by Emily Bronte. It's gotten pretty negative reviews. I've read just a few, like, reviews that were glowing for it, which is enough to get my attention on it. And the director, Andrea Arnold, did a movie called Fish Tank a couple years ago that's on Netflix. And I highly suggest you watch it because it's very, very good. Really great acting. So that's going to be at the Bijou starting on Friday. So I suggest people go see that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, moving on to music. What do we got, Gabe?
Aerosmith. For some reason, I get stuck with
album.
Kiss and Aerosmith. They made another album. Yeah, I
guess. Blessed to have those.
Anyway, Aerosmith is coming out with their first album in 8 years, apparently. It's called Music from Another Dimension.
Wow.
I wonder if it's the dimension of...
Bad.
That, or just them dying and coming back to life.
Steven Tyler was, like, doing American Idol or something like that.
Something like that. I don't know. What else we got?
He's on the X-Voice Idol.
My boy's Public Enemy.
Everybody is your boy.
Everybody's your boy.
That is just buddy-buddy with Hollywood, if you didn't get that.
They're coming out with two new albums.
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
Double release.
One is called Most of My Heroes Still Don't Appear on No Stamp.
You gotta say it more.
Heroes Still Don't Appear on No Stamp. Okay. And then Dead Evil Empire Everything.
There you go.
And,
perfect.
I don't know, I was a huge fan of Public Enemy when they were...
Back in the 80s?
Back in the 80s.
When we were alive.
When we were definitely alive. I like their stuff. I love 90s rap and hip-hop. It's better than what we have today. So.
Yeah.
I don't know about these two albums. I don't know if they still got it. They're probably, like, you know, fixing the holes in their vocal cords and, you know, getting out their walkers and struggling to...
Yeah, that's
drop some
trouble lines, right there.
It's dope. That's why I say
yeah.
It's rock and roll hip hop dope. I don't know what I just said.
It's all a blur.
Duck blur. Out, I guess. Maybe check it out on YouTube before you listen to
yeah.
it.
Yeah. That should be interesting. And then we... Yeah. That's of the hipster alert. There weren't that many mainstream releases this week, so I'm going to talk about a hipster album.
Hey, man. Aerosmith.
I would enjoy. Okay, Aerosmith compensates for all of that.
My the enemy.
It's from a band called Teen Days. They're like an up-and-coming electronic synth group, and I really like their stuff. So check out their new album, The Inner Mansion. Yeah, that's
what do they?
Cool.
What do they sound like? Do they sound like anybody?
Not anything I can directly compare it to. It's just kind of like techno, synthy pop. It's good though. Cool. I dig it. I couldn't sound like more of a hipster right now. So, moving on. Video games. Anything else?
We just got Halo 4 coming out next Tuesday.
I'll talk about that because I know all about that game and I own an Xbox. It looks cool and stuff. It's about a green guy named, like, Giant Chief or whatever, and he's like,
sounds good so
I'm
far.
Trying to kill aliens, and he's like, that's the sound of a laser gun, because they have these things called,
laser guns,
Trojan lasers, and
yep.
they're like, Trojan laser, ah,
sounds
and there's
good.
Like, apparently there's some planes and boats or something like that.
Okay.
Apparently it's super popular. I never played any of them. Looks interesting.
You sound so experienced for never having played those.
Yeah, so, I don't know, that was a joke, I am a PlayStation player, you know.
Gabe, tell us about Halo 4.
That got it down, man.
What's new? What's
his boy Green Giant over
here. It's made by a different company, right?
Yeah, 343 Industries instead of Bungie, but apparently they did a great job with it, so.
Sweet.
I'm not a big Halo guy, but, you know,
but
a lot of people
will get it if it gets really good reviews.
It's gotten pretty good reviews. I'll probably get it eventually just as a fun party game when it's
$20.
Yeah.
A 9.8 out of 10.
Wow, that's high praise.
Yeah, although IGN usually...
just in case you didn't know out there, that's high praise.
IGN usually tends to rate things...
higher than they should be?
Yeah, higher when they're hyped more.
Okay.
Well, Assassin's Creed only got like an 8.5, right?
Yeah, but that's still really good when it comes to video games.
Yeah, I know, but...
yeah, so
calm down.
If you like games, you got an Xbox 360, make sure to check out Halo
yeah.
4. Though, if you have an Xbox 360 and you like video games, I'm sure you already knew about Halo 4. And yeah, so just make sure to check that out. Thinking
it's
about
be.
wraps up our
yeah.
podcast for this week.
Be sure to check out the Little Hawk newspaper. Comes up tomorrow.
Oh yeah, I forget about that. New issue
to
tomorrow.
Check our website every day too.
Yeah,
they're already there.
Daily updates and things like that. Yeah, fun stuff. So make sure to check out the Little Hawk paper tomorrow, and keep listening to our podcasts.